Well, like so many other kids growing up when I did back in the 60s, I wanted to be an astronaut. But unlike the rest of those kids, I was really serious about it. I really was. I trained for it for 12 years and studied physics, and I worked in a planetarium. And when I found out that my vision wasn't good enough to get me into the Air Force Academy, I had to deal with not being able to be an astronaut. And then I decided at age 16 that if I couldn't be an astronaut, then I could make movies about astronauts. I could make movies about being in space. The problem, of course, is that if you're going to make a movie about astronauts in outer space, you got to have, I don't know, to get out of the gate, 100 million, maybe, lying around. So it's been a problem. But a couple things happened during last week that are kind of interesting. First one is that as I was scanning for news stories today, I saw an article talking about how low the Academy Award TV ratings were this year. And I remember thinking, at the Academy Awards. I didn't even realize. And here are the numbers for attendance from 2014 down to 2020. And you can see that from 2014, it was at 43.7 million, down to in 2020, it was 23.6 million. That's a pretty steep drop. Let's see what 2021 did. Oh my. 9.8 million views. 9.8 million views. I'm looking at these numbers, and somebody was kind enough to do this for me so I wouldn't have to wallow in my own crapulence too much. But I'm looking at these numbers, and I realize that over the course of my career, me and Steve and Scott and the rest of the people and Zoe, but mostly with the videos that I've been in, I realize now that I've had more views than the last 3 years of Oscar performances combined. And if you had told that 20-year-old kid who was in the theater department just waiting for his chance to get up on stage and show the world what he was capable of. I don't mean to keep name-dropping this name, but it's important that you understand how important this is. This is a conversation that I had with a friend of mine for many years, and that friend's name was Andrew Breitbart, and he's the guy who famously coined the term that politics is downstream of culture. All of the attitudinal changes towards the police, towards law and order, towards businesses, towards heroes, all of it changed from when I was a boy into what it is today, and it changed because of movies and TV and, to a lesser degree, music and stand-up comedy and so on and so forth. For 40 years now, the left has been pouring this poison into the veins of America. And for 40 years, Hollywood as an institution, nobody makes movies in Hollywood, of course. That's the last place you'd ever see anybody making a movie. But Hollywood as an institution has staggered along like a gut-shot deer, just bleeding out on the residual, enormous reserve of goodwill that Hollywood had built up from its inception right up through World War II and into the 60s. When I saw these numbers, I had a thought that really struck me, and it's the kind of thought you might like. The thought was this: 15, 20 years ago, when I was thinking about these things, I thought things were relatively good now, but there was real trouble coming. And more every day, I look around and I think, man, we are in real trouble now, but much better days are coming. They no longer control our own mythology. The people who come out of Hollywood no longer control our mythology. They no longer get a chance to tell us who we should vote for, what to think, and so on, because no one cares. 9.8 million people, that number is just beyond disgraceful. Most Steve Crowder gets that, and Mark Dice get those on a regular basis. Standing in front of the camera costing nothing, they get more views than the entire planet does watching the biggest stars in Hollywood in the biggest Hollywood movies. And by the way, all of those super liberal Hollywood celebrities and producers and the rest got the biggest shock of their lives, well, since 2016 anyway. You see, they'd rescheduled the Oscar presentation sequence. Usually you give Best Picture the last Oscar, but this time they saved it for Best Actor. And the reason they saved it for Best Actor, the reason they wanted the show to climax with Best Actor, was because everybody knew that Chadwick Boseman was going to win the award. He's black, and he died recently. Those two things in Hollywood, especially today, absolute guaranteed win. Guaranteed win. And the Oscar goes to Anthony Hopkins. Small little victory for not for Anthony Hopkins or for anything other than the idea that still, in a secret ballot, to some degree, even the far left wing of Hollywood understands the value of talent, competence, merit. That's the word I'm looking for, merit. And that's because it's a secret ballot, by the way. If every single person in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences had to sign those ballots and tabulate who said what, the chance of Chadwick Boseman winning Best Actor are 100%. But he didn't. Bit of a surprise. The ballot box often rises up and bites the left where they least expect it. And of course, many younger people are outraged by this because obviously the Oscar was destined to go to Chadwick Boseman in the same way that the 2016 presidency was destined to go to Hillary Clinton. And then, you know, people voted and the people, as usual, made the wrong choice. So I'm sure that'll be corrected in the future. So if the slow Hollywood poison drip shutting down is one half of the good news, what's the other half of the good news? Well, the other half of the good news is this. This is just the latest step in a procedure that's been going on for quite a long time, and I've talked about before, but nevertheless, it is a milestone. You see, as computer technology advances, the ability for regular people, and by regular people, I mean people who don't have $50 million to drop or $500 million to drop, on their personal vanity projects, talking about how terrible America is. Because of the ability of technology to advance so quickly and become so inexpensive, because of capitalism and competition. And that idea of regular people being able to produce entertainment, not everybody, obviously, 99% of everything is dreck, but the fact that a regular person with some talent can now produce entertainment of the quality and considerably in excess of the quality that Hollywood puts out is our salvation. Because while there are many left-leaning filmmakers out there, there are also many right-leaning filmmakers out there and right-leaning YouTube channels and all across the board. So I did say there was a little milestone, and that little milestone is this. One of the most difficult things about getting the ability to make feature films or TV shows on a shoestring budget has always been digital actors. It's always been the performance. For those of you unfamiliar with the term, I'm sure most of you have heard of it before, but there's a term called the Uncanny Valley. And basically how it works is this. If you watch a movie like Toy Story, for example, you have no problem with that because Woody looks, you can tell it's human face, you can tell when he's smiling and frowning, but he doesn't look like a real person. But as you get closer and closer and closer and closer to looking like real people, your ability to perceive it as real actually drops. Because once it starts to get close enough to human expression, then all of the thousands and thousands of little eye movements and muscle contractions and thousands of things that you're utterly aware of, those things had not been reproducible on computer characters, and you end up with these dead-eyed, waxy-looking things, and this dip in believability as you get closer and closer to realism is called the uncanny valley. And for 10 or 15 years, it didn't look like there might be another side to the uncanny valley, but it turns out there is. And the game changer is simply this. The most popular game engine out there is called Unreal Engine, and it's made by Epic Games. And they recently released software called MetaHumans. And MetaHumans are basically plug-and-play digital actors. And I've been fooling around with them a little bit. And to give you just an idea, this is just simply foreshadowing stuff that's going to be coming here, but just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, let me just set up one little clip for you that I'll send you out of here with today. My wife has been in Hawaii for 5 days at a photo seminar, and I wasn't able to go. So I thought I'd just leave her a nice voicemail because she'll be coming back tomorrow. And since I had a little time on my hands, instead of sending a voicemail, I decided to send a computer animated character sending a message. And then I just posted it on a private channel I have on YouTube and sent her the link. It took me half an hour to do this. I can do much better work than what you're about to see, but this took me half an hour. 2 years ago, this would have taken me 2 days. 5 years ago, this would have taken me a month. And 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do this unless I had $50,000 and a significant staff of people. So my entire point is this: be of good cheer, because the entertainment system is changing. The people that control the flow of poison no longer control the flow of poison. Come back to what my friend Andrew Breitbart said, and just for a minute, don't think about the now as the now. Think about the now as the here, and the river upstream is what matters. What's coming downstream? Where are we going? What are the trend lines? What can we expect next? 20 years ago, I was looking at the situation and I said, man, this is going to get bad, because I could see what the pop culture was doing. I could see what they were pumping into people. And here we are. 20 years ago, I looked ahead 20 years to the best of my ability and said, we're in for some rough times. Today, I sit here and I say, man, we're in some rough times. But when I look at what's coming 20 years from now, I am filled with confidence. So this is a half an hour project. This took me half an hour to create. I'm going to just include it for you just so you can see how easy it's getting. And there will be more of this in the future. But when the Academy Awards don't draw 10 million viewers, that means that Hollywood is finished. And it also means that the people who have been keeping the keys no longer have the keys. And the single great determinant of what a culture is and does, their mythology, their belief system, their heroes, their villains, their ethics and their morals, all of that is no longer controlled by very rich, and usually, since this is what they're all about, very white, very neurotic, crazy, insecure, pompous, arrogant, stupid people. Our mythology, our American mythology, is no longer controlled by them. And this little jokey example is just the beginning.
Well, hi, honey. I hope you're having a great time on the beach, drinking margaritas and sitting out in the sun. You know what I'm doing? I'm here guarding the house. I got my rifle, see? I got my rifle in case, you know, I don't know, maybe, you know, a squirrel, because squirrel could come in, or maybe the ants, and I could shoot them individually. I'm just standing here doing nothing, basically, watching the paint dry, and you're on the beach drinking margaritas and watching the sun go down and playing with the lizards, and it's just enough to make you sick. Enough. Why am I here and you're there? Why aren't you here and I'm over there? Doesn't that make more sense to you? Makes more sense to me. But no. You go on. You have a good time. Don't you worry about me. I'll be just fine. Okay, fine.